I'm long range. Me and the team on the same plane. Stay down, never switched up. Only thing changed was the game. I'm in the zone now.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Clydesdale Media Roundtable. It's me and Amy today. Charlie's going to come by in a little bit. You never know if Cat will pop in.
You never know.
But we are live. First thing I want to say is, if you were here for the Rebecca Fusilier interview, that did not happen. Rebecca had a family emergency today. We tried to postpone till 11. That didn't work either. So we are giving her a few days to deal with what's going on, and we'll try to reschedule at that point. So if you see it out there, it didn't happen, but there's good reason why that didn't happen. So
what's up, Corey?
So on with the show.
Yeah.
So it looks like you had an eventful weekend.
Oh, I did. It was mom's weekend at Ohio University. So I went and stayed in the dorm, and you know, college Amy came back for just a one night only reunion, and had a good visit, and then came home. And then actually my daughter ended up coming home later because she wanted to, our house was in line of totality for the eclipse. And so she wanted to come home and be a part of that. And all we had to do was literally go in the backyard, and we had a full 2 minutes of totality at our house, which
I did as well.
Yeah. But you didn't have glasses.
I didn't.
That's an epic fail, dude.
Yeah. I don't know.
You didn't buy into the hype.
Not a ton. I saw the one in 17, from my office downtown. I don't know. And then I regretted not having them in the moment because, like, literally I just had to walk out on the back porch and so I tried to, like, angle my phone camera to see it.
Yeah.
So I didn't look at it directly. But the funny thing is, there was a guy at my gym that afternoon who didn't have glasses. He goes, "I'm just going to hillbilly it and just squint real good."
That's the dumbest thing ever. Did he get hurt?
I don't know. I think he was just joking, but.
Okay, yeah. Charlie, did you see it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it amazing?
Yeah.
It was epic. I mean, it like completely went dark. It got quiet, and then you could just hear like the certain birds chirping during it.
Nobody turned into a werewolf.
I thought it was so cool. I thought it was underhyped. That's how cool I thought it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, Julie's office had like a big party, and the snacks were sun chips and moon pies.
Yep. Corey, yes, literally every day, but I just mean in the middle of the day because
the thing that was most eerie was how cool it got.
Yeah.
Like it dropped 10, 15 degrees
for 2 minutes.
Couple minutes. Yeah.
And then went right back up. Mm. I was super thankful I got to be a part of it. Like, you guys suck. Science is cool.
Yeah. We were just lucky that it was literally right over top our houses.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really cool.
See, and I typically have 18 kids in my class. Yesterday, we had 6. So we're always done on Mondays at noon. So it's a short day anyways, but I was like, okay. So like a lot of people around the area were super fascinated too. Like, well, a lot of the older schools were closed, so that was a big part of it.
Lena said it was epic. It got dark, cold, calm, and quiet here in Canada.
Yep. It was way epic.
So back to the mother's weekend. Does your daughter stay in like a newer dorm or one of the old dorms down there?
It was old.
Rough.
Yeah, she let me have the bed, and there they have another air mattress that they blew up, and her and another friend slept on the air mattress. I was out till 2, guys. That is
a long time. Can't do that like that no more.
No.
It's old.
How was the recovery?
It was fine. The only thing I asked her in the morning was, "You got any liquid IV?" And guess what? She did, and boom, done.
Yeah, I did Dad's weekend down there. Rough.
Yeah, what's that like? I'm curious what that.
It's just probably a little bit different. Like, we didn't hang at the bars; we hung at the breweries. Mm-hmm. It's in the fall, so it's you go. There's a football game. There's like a lot more sports related stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun to do one time, but we did it once, and that was good.
Yeah. Well, so every weekend, you know, like especially in the spring, every weekend they do is a fest. So, and it's based on typically like the neighborhoods will put on a festival, right? So like last weekend or a couple weekends ago, it was Mill Fest, and then Palmer Fest is coming up. Well, they have an Instagram page, and I wake up the next morning and Natalie goes, you made the Instagram page. And I was like, excuse me? And she goes, MILF Fest. But it was, I was like, wait, what is this picture? What am I doing in this picture? But we were just like all standing in line to get into the bar. So I was like, like it wasn't a candid shot of me dancing or something that I wasn't prepared for.
Yeah, that's a tough part for the Sibs weekend, Dad weekend, all that stuff. It's like so packed in that small town.
Yeah.
Like you can't get in to eat anywhere. You can't. So yeah. Like that's why we did it once. And then I'd go down on off weekends and we'd hang out much better.
For on sure.
Those weekends, but
yeah.
Oh yeah. Anything going on with you, Charlie, last weekend?
No. Nothing at all.
Nice. I did have something a beef with you, right? So last week you talked me into checking out WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I only checked out like the first couple matches, and I'll probably watch the rest of it, but it's not as good as it used to be. Okay. Or I was very forgiving on the moves. The athleticism isn't where, or the transitions.
Okay, what? I'm going to need to know the matches that you watched.
So I watched the Becky Lynch match. Okay. It seemed slow in the transitions.
Well, she was sick and had 105 fever.
Then so. I watched the 6-man tag team.
Ladder
match.
Okay,
none of those got awful.
Better make sure you get on the right streaming service with that tagline.
And then, and then what was the other one I watched?
Did you watch Logan Paul?
No, didn't get there yet.
Okay.
So I'll watch to get more towards the headliners, but
the main events are good.
But yeah, I was like, man, they were much more athletic back in my day.
No, you just wait.
Okay. I mean, the Miz, like totally the chokehold from the top of the ladder didn't even like happen. And he fell like it happened.
Yeah. He missed that spot.
Yeah. That was bad.
You'll have that.
All right. You got me all pumped, and then I got there, and I was so let down.
Rollins is good. You just wait.
All right. Just had to get that out.
Oh, sorry. We're not talking about.
No, girls. I was laughing. That was from where MemeWob posted yesterday about your coach watching you do your 50th muscle-up.
Yeah.
And I sent it to my coach, and he was just like, you'll get it on the 51st. 51st one, you're going to get it.
I can't believe he's not done with you.
I think he's like, you know what? This is a project I'm willing to take on.
Yes, I'm so invested at this point.
Yep.
It's like when the season goes bad, but you've been watching it for 5 seasons. You're like,
I can't let go. I got to keep on. I mean,
watch this garbage.
Just like, that's why Grey's Anatomy has like 22 seasons because
people just like, oh, nobody's even there anymore.
They're all dead.
Random people on the show.
So any good workouts this week?
Well, I know about the workout today, but Charlie didn't come because he had to be somewhere. So today's was just rope climb and bike, which it was good. It was a 15-minute AMRAP with just two movements. That's not cool because you know that's going to be a long 15 minutes, right?
Yep.
So it was like increasing rope climbs, like one rope climb and then calories on the bike, two rope climbs, calories on the bike, three rope climbs, calories on the bike, and then it kept resetting back to one, two, three. Well, that was just, that was, yeah, it was something. So I got some rope climbs in, and yesterday was a complex of snatch and muscle snatch and overhead squats, and then like a quick little Metcon, like 7 minute. That one was fine. So, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday wrecked me.
What?
What'd you do? Yes.
Charlie, you go.
You go.
Yesterday wrecked me. I did front squats for the first time since being back. And I made a conscious effort to like not California cross, but like hold it in the front rack, get better mobility, make sure it's landing on my collarbone.
Mm.
And they were paused front squats. So not just and I was able to hold the front rack the whole time. But man, I am sore.
Like
I'm sore everywhere. And then the Metcon right after seemed really simple. It was a 400 yard or 400 meter run buy-in. I biked 1200 and then one cluster, three power clean and jerks, five burpees, seven toes to bar for five rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Barbell work was super fast and easy. The rest of it, I can't lay on my back to do like leg lifts right now or hang from the bar because there's still a little bit of fluid in my lungs and it makes me feel suffocated. So they made me do ski erg for the toes to bar. And I was trashed. Muscle fatigue was real. Round three, like just done. But getting better every week.
So, like, how long were you on the ski erg? What's that translation?
So they want to be on there for 45 seconds.
Oh, barf.
1,200 meters?
No. 45 seconds for the seven toes to bar.
Oh, gotcha.
That takes 20 seconds or less.
Yeah.
That's
what sucks. The barbell went so fast, and then you're right back to burpees and ski erg.
Right, yeah.
Like no rest.
Yeah. Whew.
I was supposed to be getting this programming, but I'm still looking for it. I got called out.
From Jeff? From Birch, Jay Birch?
Wow.
From Cheryl last week on the Wingman Show.
Oh.
He was in the comments lipping off and Cheryl went after him.
Yep. Now I'm waiting.
Oh.
Now who's waiting? I think she's scared to give it to me because savage.
Because she knows you'll only stay on day one?
Hey. She said I'll get fit.
There were tons of people in the comments betting how long Charlie would make it.
Yep. None of them said the whole thing, which is not.
The only person that said the whole way was Charlie.
Yep.
Sounds right. Oh, boy. We'll see.
She ever decides to take it up.
Mm-mm.
Ready. I'm going to get some GW 747.
Get your SARMs.
So something happened this weekend.
Yeah, the quarterfinals for teams.
Not any big surprise. Peak 360. Won by a landslide.
Yeah.
They took two firsts, a second, and a third over the weekend. CrossFit Invictus, Chandler's version,
mm-hmm.
Came in second.
And Jesse's now on that team, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Devin Kim had to withdraw for the year because of a back injury.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesse moved from Unconquerable up to regular Invictus. Hannah Black is now filling in for Jesse on Unconquerable.
and they still got sick.
Yeah. And they still got sick. Well, Hannah Black's going to get, she's fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And she's strong. She's going to be one of the strongest people in the team competition. So, and it's, and Unconquerable is a bunch of the semifinal athletes we interviewed last year. So it's going to be individual athletes going as team. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do.
So how many of these teams move on?
So each region gets 30.
Okay.
I think.
Who's on peak?
Noah, Mathilde Garnes. Oh,
gotcha.
Lena Richter and Tola Morakino.
So Noah's not retired, as he said he was.
Well, just like Rich retired, right? He retired and then went straight to teams so he could win teams for a while.
Two of Corey's people's teams are sitting in qualifying spots in the West. Pretty cool. But the only thing I still hate is you can click down on these things and you have no idea who's on the team.
Yeah, that's lame. What happens if you view profile?
Nothing.
Okay. So who's on the Mayhem team?
Now, if I go to the Open and hit like their first place in the Open, like I can look at the scores, but it's it's from the whole affiliate, not just who they named. So you still don't know.
Yeah.
So Rich's scores can count for Mayhem, but he ain't on the team.
Right. Mm.
Do we know who's on that team?
There's several
Mayhem. Angelo DiCicco. It's the same team as last year with Kyra Milligan gone. Molly McGrady in. So there's that.
How about our Australian team? How they do?
Australian team, which one are you talking about?
Cara Saunders, James Newberry, Con Porter.
I don't even know what the, I think. Aren't they?
They're Mayhem.
They're Mayhem, right?
Oh, there it is. Torian Mayhem.
And who's on that team?
I think it's Khan and Cara Saunders, James Newberry.
Yeah, that's right.
That doesn't look right.
That is not them.
That's not them. Okay.
Is it Raw Iron?
Yep. Maybe. Yeah.
That's it. Yep.
Emily DeRoy. Yep.
Yep. And that they are Raw Iron.
So yeah,
is now that's Newberry's on that team.
Yeah.
What? This is so hard to go back and forth 500 times. Raw Iron. Doesn't really matter where they finish worldwide, because they're second in their.
Okay. As long as we're moving on, that's all I need to know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at this point. But they're not even on the first page. So, there you go. But again, it's quarterfinals. It's all online. Those athletes are going to do better when they get in person. So, there's that. Couldn't watch anything. Nothing aired. The leaderboard was slow this weekend. They didn't even get updated till late Saturday night for the first wave. but yeah. So, did you guys see where Matt Fraser was on Be Friendly? You're muted.
Emily, yeah, you're muted. It's your first time?
Yep, it's my first time. I saw a clip of it, of him being on another podcast. I'm sorry, a clip of that podcast on something else. So
yeah, Hiller pointed it out to him.
Yeah.
Where he claims that CrossFit was out to make it so he couldn't win the games.
I didn't see all of that. So why did he think that?
He said that he believes that they tried to make the game's programming in a way that Matt couldn't win. My point is, why even bring that up? You've won five times.
Yeah, and you retired.
You were undefeated from 16 to retirement. Why now?
Why is he's out. Nobody's talking about him. It's like Aaron Rodgers. You got to just bring yourself up for some.
But
yourself out there.
He's doing other things. Like, just do your other things.
Have you heard of him? Have you heard about him?
The other things? I mean, hard work pays off. Podium.
So I'm going to read this comment that I put up here. Matt is going to continue to destroy his legacy every time he speaks publicly. He was asked about Brooke Wells on that. And
he didn't even know who was.
Didn't know who her coach was.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, she's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It took him like a couple ums and an to say, I think she's with Jake.
Oh, okay. Do you have a stalker? Oh, I was going to say.
I was waiting for a good moment to.
Well, Wad Zombie, Nick's been waiting for you. So.
Oh, good. Okay, hi. I can pop in here for a couple minutes.
He needs some updates from you.
Yes. Before what kind of updates? Thing, we got to know about the hand.
Yeah, what's the
hand? Okay, so the hand situation, it's still pretty swollen. It's not nearly as bad as it was. It doesn't hurt nearly as bad as it did. I'm on my second course of prednisone. And I'm getting a MRI. I'm getting an MRI in a week. Because they think there's like the chance that the tendon might be torn or some ligament torn. I don't know. I don't understand. I didn't have any like trauma to my hand. I didn't like do anything weird. So not really sure. But range of motion is like almost 100%.
Okay.
Just have like this little lump. It actually looks like a cyst now on the top, like a ganglion cyst here.
Yeah.
The doctor's like, no, that's not a cyst. That's your tendon. So who knows?
Okay.
Yeah.
Those tendons.
I wish I could say more. I can't, front racks still bothers me, like wristy, bendy, wristy stuff bothers me for whatever reason.
Welcome.
I probably couldn't climb a rope or hold a sandbag. Like those are really like finger like intensive things, but I can kind of hold on to the rig, kind of. Good thing I'm not doing quarterfinals. There's my out. Oh,
there you go.
Oh, you made it, can't not do doing it.
Made it, but can't do it. Yeah, made it, not doing it. I don't think I didn't do it last year either. Yeah, so that's that.
Oh, maybe you didn't. Yeah, that's right.
Last time I did it was when they had that 37-inch box jump that I bid it on like every time. Because jumping up something taller than this is really scary.
Yeah. It is, though.
It still blows me away that you have this big white chunk of something on your knuckle, they're ignoring it.
So that piece, too, I got another x-ray, and that the piece of it, I can't show you. I could probably show you the difference between from 1 week to the next.
Charlie and I are 20.
Bendy wrist and stuff, yeah. It's true.
Nope.
Try to keep it real. But it had changed in 2 weeks. So that calcification or whatever it was, like it moved, it sort of like spread out, got a little thinner and longer. So I don't know. I asked the doctor, I'm like, are you concerned with that? And he's like, no, that's fine. You'll probably always have that. So I don't even know if they're related. You know, it just seems super odd to me. But,
What do you
guys, I ordered a new vacuum cleaner.
Good for you. It's about time.
I thought you'd all like to know.
I can't believe you've been touching that same one.
Whoa.
It's somehow it doesn't work anymore. I'm not sure why. So it's losing suction.
It doesn't suck anymore.
No.
You're just throwing up lobs here that are just about to just.
I know you guys miss me.
So what's your opinion on Matt Fraser on Be Friendly podcast?
I didn't see it.
Well, he was basically saying that CrossFit was trying to make it so he wouldn't win the games.
Was trying to make it so Matt wouldn't win the games, yeah, when he was at the games?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I had the exact opposite opinion. I remember during the last few years that Matt won, in 17 specifically, I was a judge that year, and I felt like there were like two or three workouts that could have gone one way or another. And I felt like they were purposely programmed to allow Matt to win. So there goes that theory. Mm-hmm. You know, remember when what's his face was winning, Florida guy, God, what is wrong with me? P360.
Noah.
Yeah. When Noah was winning that year, and then they had that double ringer thing, and that's when Matt went ahead, and it was a weird, like, oh, we're going to score this right back to back, all of that other stuff. So I thought that was kind of sketchy, because I felt like Noah was going to win that year, and then Matt ended up winning.
Huh. When they met, and because everything is unknowable that year, Noah had it like locked up, except for they made one a double scored event or two scored right event, remember?
Which allowed Matt to pull ahead.
That's
so I think you can make a conspiracy theory for anything.
Yeah. Right?
My response, so Dave responded on his week in review and said, if he's coming at me with these baseless accusations, it's his burden of proof to prove where we did that. And I really disagree with that statement. If you're a professional sports organization, it's your responsibility to prove that you are fair and equitable and that everybody has a fair shot. It is the NFL's responsibility to make sure everybody is fair and the refs are not cheating one team over another. It is Major League Baseball's responsibility to do the same. And I agree. I think it's the same with CrossFit. That it's up to them to show that they're being fair and equitable to everything. Now, it's also their game, and they can play this however they want, but at the end of the day, it is their responsibility to make sure that the fans believe that everybody has a fair shake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also don't think they have to respond to everything some guy says may or may not have happened.
Mm-hmm. The only person really could say it would be Laura Horvath. She's like, they keep putting these handstand push-ups in here. This is bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'd be curious to if we ever found out about like alternate workouts that they pick, you know, that they decide on the fly. I can't, just knowing all the prep that goes into it, that would be hard to imagine. But I still feel like there's like an element of WWE and CrossFit still. Like I just
can't. Let's bring it full circle.
You know what I mean? Just, I don't know.
So his theory
just,
is that
just because of the way it's, you know, organized.
Oh, if he's winning, we're just going to switch this workout out, put this one in.
Right. Yeah. Or vice versa. Yeah. I don't know.
But he's good at everything. So what could you be like?
Yeah, I mean, they clearly, if they were trying it, they didn't succeed.
Yeah.
But it's the old adage, though, that when Dave made the choice to not bring Matt to the Invitational out of, and Kalipa instead, even though Matt finished higher, it's all these, like, little decisions that CrossFit has made over the past that leaves doubt in people's minds.
Right.
Train to Live 32 says, what is better for CrossFit, repeat champions or getting new blood in? It could definitely be a factor in Dave's programming.
Okay, did anyone else read that username as Train Olive? I did.
Someone's been drinking too many martinis.
I wish.
I had a blast at last year's games. I thought it was the best I'd seen. And it's because we didn't know who was going to win on either side.
Yeah, I like not being, you know, knowing who's going to win before the game starts.
It's just how my brain works. Well, speaking of CrossFit, I am as of May 1st, I am no longer a CrossFit affiliate.
Okay. So are you going to keep the gym or just deaffiliate?
Yeah, the gym's, yeah. I mean, we've been Catalyst Fitness since we started, luckily. So we never really adopted that CrossFit Clarity brand too much. It actually might help me get more members, honestly, because at least the people that I'm attracting are not CrossFit people necessarily. So we may be recording open videos next year and submitting them.
There you go.
Open. That's like the only downside I see. But my insurance is a little less expensive. And obviously, I'm not paying that $4,500 affiliate fee. So, I mean, I'd like to say that at some point we could get to the point where we could reaffiliate. But for right now, it's not the right, not the right move.
Your insurance went down because you dropped your affiliation?
Yeah, there are certain things that you need to have in place, I guess. But yeah, well, I say that I'm not sure if that's the main reason, but I had to switch carriers, right? So I had to go from that RRG coverage to just the Nexgo, which is their, like, I guess, generic fitness coverage company. But I lowered some of my levels too, because I didn't have to maintain such high levels.
Which programming do you do?
What programming do we do?
Yeah.
Right now, we do a combination of my own programming and Ibex.
Oh, okay.
So we just—I just had to go into Wattify and like change all my CrossFit classes to functional fitness classes, like the name of them. And I know people are going to hate me for, you know, continuing with the methodology, even though we're not a CrossFit gym. But I'm sorry, I'm trained as a CrossFit coach. I can't afford $4,500 a year to train people, and not much else is going to change. So, come at me.
Did you do yesterday's Ibex yet?
No, we're 3 or 4 weeks behind.
Yesterday was
what was it? Was it pause? Day. Is it pause front squats and then something else? Yeah, we just did our one rep max back squat yesterday.
Okay,
so we're like two or three weeks behind.
Does this? Maybe I need to get on this programming too.
Just do day one.
Carly, just show up and do some work every day.
I need to do them all. I'm going to do all of them.
No, just do something every day.
5 hours of training a day.
Did I tell you guys I joined Planet Fitness?
No, we're talking.
Now we're talking. Okay, let's. Why?
Pizza Fridays.
Well, I did it mostly for my hand so that I could start doing some machines and things to keep up my fitness because I couldn't hold a barbell or a dumbbell.
Yeah.
Sure. So I did it for that reason. I've been there once. So the model works, right? I've been paying for 3 weeks. I've been there one time.
Hey, so. Charlie, I just found perfect timing. I just saw the news, local news, just posted that a new gym is opening in Grove City, and it's called Dad Bod Fitness. So it sounds like this is the perfect place for you.
I think, did you just try to come back at me and say I have a dad bod? Is that what I did?
Oh, I just, no, I just was saying that, you know, you wanted to try something new. They have online classes.
Oh, perfect. Now wait a minute.
Dad like bod in Grove City.
Like a Zoom class everybody's in?
Let me find out about that for you. I'll do some research and then sign you up for the free trial.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm all about free.
All about the free stuff.
Yes.
The best part about Planet Fitness for me were the massage beds.
Yeah, I have to try those. I don't know where those are in my gym, but I'm kind of excited about that.
Don't go on a tanning bed.
No tanning. This was
at
okay. I have a separate tanning membership from some other place, so I'm going to cancel that and use my Planet Fitness one.
Shit.
I don't tan my face. I cover my face.
Okay, yeah, this is just a bladder.
Yeah, skin cancer just only hits your face, so you should be
totally exactly. It's more for the aging process. I don't want to look like a prune, so I cover my face. So I get a little warm nap. It's a warm nap.
Yeah. I hear they have nice showers.
Who has nice shower? Planet Fitness.
They actually do really nice locker rooms, but the waterbed, and it has jets of water that like go up and down your back.
Okay.
Heaven. Heated.
It's like a pity party in there.
They also give students a free membership over the summer.
How do
they even make money if they only charge $10 a month for regular?
So many people. So there's a joiner fee of like $50. And the $10.99 is like their bare bones. Like I'm paying $26 so that I can go to different ones because there's one right by the gym. There's one right by my house. And I joined because Braden was going there for like cardio and for his cardio training.
Do they have
what's he doing in there?
Like, what's he doing?
He got no business in there.
Yeah, right. It's just
The just alarm goes off just when he walks in the door.
Right.
I know, right?
Because he's definitely carrying around a gallon of water.
Oh my God. Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't know how he does it, but yeah, he goes there in the mornings and does his cardio, and then he'll go to the powerlifting gym for his actual lifting thing. I saw him this weekend. He turned 21 last week, and he came home for his birthday. Well, he came home because the girl that he's dating was at a bikini competition in Philadelphia, so he went to that on Saturday, and then Sunday he met us for dinner.
Oh.
And he went back to school yesterday. I have a feeling he's going to switch schools now, too. He's probably going to come to either Delaware or Westchester next year, which kind of breaks my heart a little bit. But what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I got to go check on one thing. I'll be right.
Well, I was going to end the show, Amy. Because I got nothing else, and I have to be back to work at 1.
Yeah, I got a 1:05.
So with that, it's good to see you back, Kat. Glad your hands feeling better.
Yeah.
And with that, everybody, have a great rest of your day. And we'll see everybody next week on the Clydesdale Media Podcast Roundtable, whatever we are. Bye.
Bye.
C4 Energy, Extend, and CelluCor are delivering the most effective, best tasting, and highest quality products for you. Get 20% off when you use the code Clydesdale at checkout at C4energy.com. That's C4energy.com. And now back to the interview.